From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. In Kirkuk, it appears competing claims to the divided Iraqi city are being negotiated with flags. Marissa Melton explains.
At the moment, the Kurdish side is winning. But in recent weeks, flags signaling Iraq's claim have been showing up more and more. They're not government flags, but Shia Islam banners, a nod to the sect dominant among leaders in Baghdad and their supporters.
Sunday's referendum for Kurdish independence from Iraq, deemed illegal by Baghdad, passed on Wednesday with an approval rating nearing 93% and a voter turnout of 72%. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Afghanistan, reaffirming the U.S. commitment to continuing supporting the South Asian nation. He is also unveiling a revised plan for the U.S.-led war there.
Providing advisors to accompany Afghan units to provide NATO support to them, adding more U.S. troops alongside additional allied contributions, and making clear that we are not quitting this fight. In short, uncertainty has been replaced by certainty.
The U.S.-Afghanistan plan envisions a greater role for regional players, including India, to help break the deadlock with Taliban insurgents. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is still considering waiving shipping limits to Puerto Rico in the face of disaster relief. Congress submitted a request to DHS on Monday requesting the Jones Act, which restricts how cargo is shipped to Puerto Rico, be waived to more quickly deliver materials needed to rebuild the island devastated by Hurricane Maria last week. DHS said Tuesday that waiving the act would not help the U.S. territory because of damage to ports. VOA News. UNHCR Chief Filippo Grandi on Wednesday described the acute needs for hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees who have arrived over the past month in Bangladesh. Speaking in Geneva, he said there was a risk of epidemics and people were desperately traumatized by incidents of rape, attempted rape, and murders of relatives.
The other striking feature of this particular refugee flow is the trauma that these people carry with them. I've spoken to several women who had been raped or that had been wounded because they had resisted rape, and most likely those were survivors because others had been killed.
The UN's migration agency is coordinating the humanitarian response amid an exodus of an estimated 480,000 people who have reached Cox's Bazar since August 25th. A new opinion poll in the Philippines reveals about half of Filipinos believe many people killed in the country's drug war were neither drug dealers nor violently resisted arrest by police. Miller Sega has the details.
The survey of 1,200 Filipinos by social weather stations also showed that 50% of respondents felt many victims were falsely identified by their enemies as drug users and pushers and were then killed by police or shadowy vigilantes. Thousands of mostly urban, poor Filipinos have been killed during President Rodrigo Duterte's 15-month-old war on drugs, either during police operations or by mysterious gunmen. The crackdown has come under unprecedented scrutiny in recent weeks, due largely to the high-profile August 16th killing of a 17-year-old student among the 90 people killed in less than a week of intensified police raids. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman J.Y. Lee will begin the appeal of his 5-year jail term. Phil Palexio has the details.
He was convicted of corruption in a case highlighting South Korea's issues with the family-run conglomerates that dominate the economy. Since J.Y. Lee filed for appeal late last month, the appellate court is likely to try to rule by next January. Under Korean law, he can only be kept in detention a maximum of 4 months while the court considers his appeal. Whichever side loses is likely to appeal again to the Supreme Court. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Indonesian police will deploy as many as 30,000 personnel to guard an anti-communist rally on Friday. Protesters will gather outside Indonesia's parliament on the eve of the 52nd anniversary of the murder of 6 army generals and a lieutenant by rebels' armed forces personnel. The incident led to a riot that killed at least 500,000 alleged communists and ushered in more than 30 years of authoritarian rule under Suharto. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.